Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast, where we talk about life struggles, encompassing health, wellness, and alternative approaches to medicine naturally. Your host is Simply Jewel. So let's get ready to heal the mind, body, and soul. She's atypical of the average. SimplyJewel.com.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Well, tonight I'm flying solo. And tonight, let's just say back to our regular solo podcast episode. Just want you guys to know that Dr. D will be back on next Tuesday. Hopefully you can come and visit on Saturday on my Facebook page. Make sure you go to simplyjewel.com or Linktree. .com/SimplyJewel to find me on all of my different platforms. As you know, I'm going to be trying to perfect them. But tonight, let's talk about becoming an advocate for yourself. You know, it's best, let's just say, quit depending on the doctors to tell you what you need to do for your body. You know, a lot of us already know, but we've got to get in the habit of doing. You know, you got to learn your body. You got to write down what it is that you eat every day and try to figure out what's working for you, what's not working for you, how it makes you feel. People are being diagnosed with disease and disorders, and then you don't understand what you're diagnosed with. You gotta do the homework, people, because number one, it could be an error, a medical error. They could have misdiagnosed you or not, but if you don't understand what's going on with your body and know what the diagnosis means, you should be the first one to say, no, that's not what it is. This is what it is, or this is what I feel like. So that's important too. And many people don't understand, so they believe the doctor, and then they immediately get on the medication. At least when you've been diagnosed with a disease or diagnosed with a disorder, make sure that you ask questions. Make sure, if you can, especially if it's something like high blood pressure or diabetes, make sure you ask, can I do alternatives before I start taking medication? Don't just start taking medication, because our body doesn't like chemicals. So there are ways to get off of medication. I keep saying that, but a lot of people question, and I'm not certain why. You know, there are things you can do. Just know that before you get on medication. And, you know, common sense, you know, you gotta at least not be scared to question your findings. You know, everyone is different. So please do your homework to get yourself, you know, some information, be informed, and keep saying, you know, we're in these times where large areas especially, it takes a while to get into the doctors. So we got to start using common sense, not to keep doing what we do, and utilize the sources that are out there, and just start taking the time to understand your body, what it's feeling like as we mature you have some different things going on with your body as well. So make sure you document all this stuff. So when you go to the doctors and you sit before them, you can say, oh, well, I wrote some things down. You know, 9 times out of 10, they're only gonna accommodate what you made your doctor appointment for. But if you're doing an annual visit, these are the times to take your notebook in and let them know what you're feeling and what's different. You know, we've become a lazy society and we don't want to put in the work, but you gotta ask questions. And you know, for those, we gotta eat better, we gotta reduce the sugar, we got to reduce the white flour. And I know that some people have heard this before. You know, some people have heard that sugar will kill you. Sugar is bad. And they put the sugar in and then your body keeps asking for more sugar, more sugar. But do you know that's what causes high blood pressure and diabetes, you know, and the processed food? Because you're not paying attention to all the salt that's in the processed food. You know, people say, you know, why is it that the people say, you know, you're not a doctor? No, but I am the type of person that researched. I am the type of person that had to watch what I ate because I was allergic to so much. And I had to not be immune to certain foods that were not good for me, that could cause an allergic reaction, that could cause an asthma attack. So I've been doing this all my life. This isn't something I just learned while I was in nursing school or learned when I was in getting my degree in biology. Those things helped me to understand my body even more, because I was doing it way before nursing school and science. So yeah, I've got some longevity and some experience. So no, I'm not a doctor, I can't diagnose, but I guarantee you I can help a lot of people make healthier choices, you know. And for those, like I said, who sit, make sure you get exercise. You know, our heart is at the top part of our body. And there is a Dr. Bobby Price that can explain very well. So maybe I'll bring some of his work onto my platforms and we can use it for educational purposes, let's just say. So make sure your legs get the exercise that will benefit you too. Your whole body needs to exercise, even if you just do squats 3 times a day, or move your feet, or if you sit your job, maybe you sit at your job, get up and walk around, do some stretches. You know, haven't you noticed, you know, helpful hints that are everywhere? People are now starting to make healthy choices. People are now starting to exercise. They're now starting to show you what they've cooked. You know, there's some validity in all of this, people. So people, take advantage of it, okay? Don't be so ill-informed and don't be so quick to trust what somebody says about your body. Don't let others tell you about your body. You know, this is why people, you know, are, let me see, what can I say? Such as myself, are trying to give the information so we can help people do self-care. It's very important in these times because times are changing and helping ourselves is important. We have what we need to sustain ourselves. We just have to get the information and learn how to put it in perspective. You know, added information into your repertoire. That's a good thing. So it's a way to thrive, a way to encourage others, a way to heal, and the body will thank you for it. You know, the body doesn't like chemicals, as I said before. So let's learn to help ourselves naturally, or more naturally, because our body is a machine. It's a mechanism that can heal itself if you just learn what you need to do. So please take advantage. Come and visit me. Give me a call. Book an appointment. And look for me on YouTube, because I'm going to start introducing some recipes. You know, I've got a whole bag of chickpeas. There's so many things you can do with chickpeas, and it's a good source of protein. And also, it can be used for a meat substitute. Because who said you had to eat meat every day? You don't. You know, you got to try new things. And as they say, when you know better, you do better. You feel better. And you can be your best self. So remember to go to my linktree.com/SimplyJewel. You can follow me there on several platforms. And also, like I said, look for us on Saturday with Dr. D, and anybody that wants to come on, talk about health and wellness. Let's talk about, you know, what it's like, where you are with your grieving. And then hopefully, we're going to take it over to Patreon for those who really want to go deeper with healing from grief. It's going to be a paid tier, so look for that. And I will start posting it probably tomorrow, or late night tonight, or tomorrow, so you can see that we are serious about helping people. We are serious about connecting with people. excuse me, because there's so many that are in need. There's so many that are trying to find doctors. And that's another thing. You know, you might need to find a new doctor. Do you know that's difficult? Because some are accepting new patients, some are not. Some you gotta have a referral. So listen, people, start making healthy choices before it's too late. Start making healthy choices while you are looking for a new doctor, because it's a lot out here that people don't realize is difficult until you're up against it. It's difficult to find new doctors. It's difficult to get any kind of resources because people are moving around. And post-COVID, you've got a lot of things that have increased the need of a medical professional. So make sure you utilize my service and anyone else that can coach you. And it's okay. Today is the day to find coaches. If you're looking for a coach, health and wellness coach, there's all kinds of coaches out there. Figure out what it is that you need, and we can go from there. Okay, peace and blessings, everyone. Until next time, see you later. Bye-bye.